Hey everyone, this is Derek Bros, and let's get right to the point. I am preparing to fly to Houston to ask a question of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for a talk called Fighting for the America I Love. It's basically a book tour. It's being organized by the World Affairs Council of Greater Houston. Some of you may remember that they also put on an event a couple of months ago where they brought former CIA Director John Brennan to town, and I questioned him. So I bought a ticket and I received this email saying my order had been refunded. And yep, you can see there, it costs $95. Order refunded, no explanation. And then I received this email saying, "Good afternoon, Mr. Pros." They don't even have my last name, right? "Unfortunately, we are no longer to honor your luncheon registration. We have automatically refunded your credit card for the full amount of registration." So I decided to go ahead and call the World Affairs Council to find out what this email is about. And I was told something interesting. Check this out real quick.
Our programs team's currently in a meeting with the State Department regarding the event. Can I get them to call you back? What's a good callback number for you?
And just to confirm, the gentleman told me one more time.
Yeah, they're in a meeting currently, so they'll give you a call back.
So now, after all that, after two emails and being told they were meeting with the State Department, I decided to call again to try to find out what exactly is going on. "Hello, I'm calling because I had my registration refunded this afternoon, and I received an email about it, but it did not give me a reason. I'm just trying to figure out if there was a problem with my card or something."
No, sir. This is a closed a closed invitation, and so we're no longer able to honor your registration.
"You're not allowing me a registration? I mean,
This is
I
a
paid
clo
for
closed
an
invitation.
event. A ticket is $95. I received a confirmation, and then it got refunded today. This is a public event. I'm not sure what you mean by not being able to honor my ticket when I already paid for it. I'm trying to find out why it was refunded."
Certainly. Due to your past disruptions in our programming, you're no longer eligible to participate in our programs, Mr. Pros.
"What past disruptions are you talking about?"
There was a previous disruption I was made aware of, so we're no longer able to honor your registration. I'm very sorry.
"Well, I didn't disrupt the event. I did question former CIA Director John Brennan. Does this have anything to do with a meeting with the State Department?"
No.
"I was told just about an hour ago you were meeting with the State Department. Then I got an email about a refund."
I'm not aware of anything that happened today. Well, I'm sorry.
"Well, every
This is
single
a
time
closed
you invite war criminals to
registration.
town, I will disrupt. I will be there to question them."
Well, I'm sorry, but you will not be eligible to come to this meeting. You're not on the registered list, and we cannot honor your
"That's
registration,
fine,
and
but
there will
every single
be
time you choose to invite John Brennan or Pompeo or Hotez or other people who are war criminals, I will make sure there is a disruption there or there will be a protest. People will push back."
I understand your position. I thank you very much. And there will be security at the door, and you will not be extended an invitation to join us.
"It is your choice, your organization's choice, to invite these war criminals. This is not a left or right or partisan thing. I'm simply saying you can look up the record, you can see what they're involved in: war, spying, surveillance, torture. These are their actions that they're taking, that your organization is continuing to supporting and indoctrinating the youth. So, I mean, I would just think about that. I really think you should think about what you're supporting."
I understand your position, but we do not have to honor registrations, and we have the prerogative to make that call. And so I'm sorry, you're no longer eligible.
I respect that. I respect that. I'm simply just saying, I want you to understand why I'm doing
But
this.
thank you for sharing. I'm confident that you will find an outlet to share your views about these individuals.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
And there you have it, guys. Because of my choice to speak out as a journalist and attempt to question former CIA Director John Brennan and confronting him, I'm now banned from appearing at any of these World Affairs Council meetings. But guess what? I already bought a ticket to Houston. I'm on the way, and as I told them, I will be there in Houston this Friday, January 7th, 27th, 12 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. I'm going to be there as early as 11 and 2 p.m. And I'm sure the World Affairs Council and their buddies at the State Department and the Houston Police Department are watching this. Hello, old friends. I will be there, and I'm encouraging anybody who wants to be there to come speak out against this war criminal. If you don't know anything about this guy, I'm going to have to do a video or a write-up on him soon, but generally speaking, he's a Secretary of State. He's involved in war crimes. He's involved in pushing propaganda. He admits in this very infamous clip that I'm going to end this video with to lying and cheating and stealing, and basically being trained as a professional liar, a professional cheater and stealer, and that that's exactly what he does working for the CIA and the U.S. government. So anybody who can attend to this with a conscience should question him about that, and I hope to God somebody is inside that building asking real questions. If not, join me outside the Royal Sonesta Houston Galleria Hotel, 2222 West Loop, South Houston, Texas, 77027. I'll put the link to this event. You can put this, you see the address. Tell your friends in Houston. I'm going to be there 11 to 2 p.m. outside holding signs, and if there's a chance, I will question him or confront him to his face. This isn't going to stop me. I'll see you guys in Houston. Until next time, remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free. Peace.
When I was a cadet, what's the cadet motto at West Point? You will not lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate those who do. I was the CIA director. We lied, we cheated, we stole. It's, it was like, we had entire training courses. It reminds you of the glory of the American experiment.